our memory the shining leaves, Waterford Fair, Civil War reenactment. From here it's hard to tell who's killing who, and I guess it's better this way, not knowing the difference between the gray and the blue, and the stillness that answers each rifle shot, with the only phrase stillness can ever imagine itself saying, at last we are here together. It's an indulgent thought, and that's why stillness never works. It's too comfortable, too secure. I think you would agree, but I feel dumb asking, because what good are questions as the evening falls across our faces, and the black oaks at the edge of the field take on a pale yellow light that the end of summer brings, and the soldiers dying their solemn deaths in front of us begin to believe too much in themselves, in the blank, crisp volley of their voices, a decayed stone wall separating then and now. It is to this that we should listen, the space between the air and our bodies. We don't belong here among the dead. That is what they are, right? Trying to remember is a kind of dying. Each pull of the trigger, an elegy for the body of a boy found by Union troops in the ruined chimney of Gaines Mill. For a photograph in a child's history book of a field surgeon lunging with his amputating saw at two dogs fighting over a canvas bag of opium. How much simpler does it get? Stillness says, at last we are here, but we shouldn't be. You are too beautiful, and I am too careless to want any of this. The funnel cake, the candy apples, stovepipe hats and horse-drawn carts full of pumpkins and the brown cloth of dusk. The land rising slowly into the pines and to the mountains, leaving the brittle grass lining the creek and the town's shadow behind in their silence. A silence we're all used to, that we can't shake off. And if we do, it's not us that does the shaking. It's a cricket hopping from the grass to your knee, the last day of summer, and all we can do is wait for something to happen. And it does, but never the way we want it. Never the sudden sparrow there on your foot, snipping the cricket in two before it opens its big mouth. No, the cricket chirps, and right there summer unfolds, and evening begins, and you cup the poor dark song in your hand and let it go. It's not real, a father says to his boy, sitting on a bale of hay behind us. They're not dying. I look at him and know that for once in his life he is right. The sad flinch that fathers give the world when their children are shown too much or not enough makes them seem almost distant, not wholly there, a part of the landscape. And I begin to regret looking at them, as we regret anything that is crumbling right before us, the ocean's shore, the shriek of the fox diffused by leaves. It's too soon to know that flinch, though I felt it myself, holding it back at certain times. Not now, though, not here. Then you grab my hand, working each finger into mine as if to say, it's real, believe me. Then maybe we should be here, if that's how it has to be, to prove that we belong with the evening and the oaks and the dead gathering in piles under the hay, with the boy who now has learned that death is as comic and terrible as a sheep in a petting zoo, the oily grit from its coat still there on his fingers, a texture that stillness can never imagine. The difference is that these soldiers eventually get up. They brush the thistle and the straw from each other's backs, not sure exactly of where they are for a moment. And they walk away, jingling their car keys and stretching their legs, stiff from being dead so long, at last and together. The difference is that the boy searches the field after the skirmish, looking for a trace of what he saw, gold button, hank of hair, glass eye and a raven's mouth, and finds nothing but a hungry sparrow lifting him into our memory, into the shining leaves. We should be used to this sort of thing by now. We should walk towards the white barn on the hill where the lambs bite and snort at the children who get too close and forget about everything. Fold up the day into our sweaters, hold each other closer than night or stillness can get. And as the light carries us to the hill as though we are flying into ourselves, shouldn't we finally, after all of this, understand our lives? Shouldn't we say what we meant to say?